With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Apple, cherry, blueberry, potato, and other growers are feeling a little better after their inclusion to the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the changes were necessary, but that doesn't mean more changes aren't possible as we get a better handle on what all of the needs are.
I think the best thing I can tell you now that we're in those kinds of conversations to try to get to fully understand those impacts and measure them and see what the best way is for us to respond to them.
And that, Newhouse says, might take a while.
Many of the, in Central Washington, for instance, you know, we haven't harvested a lot of the different things that we grow yet. You know, asparagus, some of the hay crops, certainly cherries that we're in the midst of. But there's a lot of things yet that we really don't know the full impacts of. So to fully understand those better, it's going to take some time.
Rest assured, Newhouse says the USDA is watching closely.
When talking with the Secretary of Agriculture over the last couple months, there's an understanding there at USDA as well that as we move through this, we will step up as we determine is most necessary and needed by our producers in the country. So early to give specifics, but in general, that's where the conversations are right now.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says this is an example of government working for the people. We asked for input and updated the program based on the data we received.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.